Colossians chapter 5. Lord Jesus, we bring our thanksgiving unto thee, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus, ever since we have entered this place, it's been blessing upon blessing. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you just did for us in the morning service, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. We appreciate thee. We bless your great holy name, Master. We thank you for answers to prayers, Lord. We thank you for great things that you have done in our lives, O living God. Thank you for, Master, every aspect of the service. Lord Jesus, like I used to say, if we just go home after that service, Lord, you have done something special in our lives already. Lord Jesus, it's just that we have made it that we should have evening service, Lord. Or afternoon of evening service. That is why we are here again. And Lord, we know, O living God, and we are sure that, Lord, you will still bless us, Lord. Because you don't ask your people to, Master, to come in vain, Lord. You have never asked anybody to serve you in vain. One time, O living God, Master, after the people studied with you for some days, when they were going home, you said you don't want them to go and faint on the way. Lord, and you fed them before going. Lord Jesus, help us once again this evening. Feed us the more with the word of life, Lord. Teach us thy precepts, Father. Lord, relax our master mind, O living God, and let your word, Master, Lord, establish us in you, Master. Help us and seal us too, Master. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, once again this evening, we will have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Before we open the Bible, let's take this song and sing. We can have our seat, please. Let's have our seat while we sing this song. Just relax your mind. We just want to re-echo what we know. We want to re-echo what you have been taught before. We want to re-echo it to ourselves again. 90. Hymn 90.
Oh,
this place to read the scripture as we open our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22, we read verses 7 to 14. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the portal upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hands upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the month of the Lord it shall be seen. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We want to just make a background this evening as we try to look into this sermon, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Just a background this evening, we just look at what Abraham said about the seven compound name of Jehovah in some sermons before we close the service. May his blessing be our portion as we listen. Like I said, it's just a background and I want to read. So bear with me as we follow the prophet. Now this sermon, before we look into the quote and the other things, let's start from this sermon. Jehovah Jireh preached in 570106. 570106. Abraham preached Jehovah Jireh many times. So this is just one of them. Let's paragraph 13. Yes. Now, may the Lord add his blessing. And my test is Jehovah Jireh. Now God appeared in seven compound redemptive names. Ministers know that. His first redemptive name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide a sacrifice. His second redemptive name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. And he has Lord, the shield, the buckler, in seven different compound redemptive names. God appeared to the human race. And all of those redemptive names was brought into Christ Jesus through that one eternal name, that all the heavens and earth is named after that one name. Praise the Lord. So let's look at the seven redemptive names. What the seven redemptive names are that Abraham is referring to. Then before we start reading the quotes. The first one is, Abraham said, the first one is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. That is the way Abraham put it. The Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Up to 64, that was what Abraham called Jehovah Jireh. And that is in the text we read, Genesis 22, verse 14. He said the second one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. You see that in Exodus 15, verse 26. Then Jehovah Nissi. Said the Lord our banner. That is Exodus 17, verse 15 precisely. But we can read verse 16 along with it. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Then Jehovah Dekemi, that is the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Ra. Another place you can see it as Jehovah Roy. It's the same thing. The Lord our shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1. Then Jehovah Dekemi, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. In Psalm 23, verse 3, he said, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes. Then the last one is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is ever present. Praise the Lord. So those are the seven redemptive names that God is known by in the Old Testament. And Brother Brown said, those names wind up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's hear the quotes. Now the second one, the first quote, let's hear the seven compound name that Brother Brown preached in, excuse me. The seven compound name Brother Brown preached, seven compound redemptive name of Jehovah. That Brother Brown preached in, 550120. The seven compound name of Jehovah. 550120. Okay, from paragraph 18. Now, from here, we want to make our quotation. And now, I have written out on the envelope here that I carried the seven compound name of Jehovah. In other words, it was what Jehovah is made of in those seven redemptive names of his. God, his attitude toward the people from Eden back to Eden is wrapped in these seven redemptive names. The first one being Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide a sacrifice. The second one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. The Lord, the healer. Then Barak said, Manasseh, maybe Barak met Jehovah Nissi, or Bana, Shalom, our peace, Roy, his shepherd, our righteousness, and Sham, the Lord is present. Okay? Now the Lord Shammah is the one I'm going to speak on from. Kibrawa says Psalm 64, Jehovah Jireh is the first one, and this is the last one. Jehovah Jireh is the Lord will provide a sacrifice. So, let's jump, let's come to another one. That is 5502-22. Jehovah Jireh, 5502-22, from paragraph 18 also. 5502-22, Jehovah Jireh, paragraph 18. May God in heaven bless his word tonight and his people together as we approach on the word, talking about Jehovah Jireh. Now, God has seven compound redemptive names. Jehovah Jireh is the first. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, and on down Jehovah Nissi, the buckler, the shield of peace. The seven compound redemptive names that was revealed by Jehovah in all those compound redemptive names gathered up in one lovely big name, Jesus Christ. And in there rest all the fulfilling of the compound redemptive name of Jehovah. Now God speaking in sundry times and diverse manner to the fathers by the prophet in this last day has spoken to us through the Son, the Lord Jesus.
our belief, if there will be any stranger in our gate tonight, we want to welcome you. But here is the basic, or the thought, or the basic motive of us being here in Phoenix tonight, is this, that we believe that the scripture teaches according to the scripture, Christ rose the third day according to the scripture. He is not dead, he is alive forevermore. And we believe that the scripture teaches that Hebrews 13:8, that he is the same in principle, same in power, same in compassion, same in works, yesterday, today, and forever. And everything that he was then, he is now, and will always be. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at the next one, 55:08-17. Jehovah Jireh also, paragraph 5-7. If you are not fast, I will be getting ahead of you. Now I wish to continue my text, and it was found in Genesis 22:14, and the text was Jehovah Jireh. Now, God has several compound redemptive names. Now, in those compound redemptive names, it was God expressing his present attitude to all his creatures. What he will be for them in all generations. You cannot separate his compound name. Now, in Washington, D.C., my name is recorded. It makes me what nationality I am. Who my father and mother was, how much I weighed when I was born, my description, my print of my tongue, you see, is the expression to the nation who I am. And William Branham is recorded up there in Washington. That's the expression of me to the nation. That's my name. So when God came down from heaven to be king over the earth, he expressed himself to his subject in seven compound redemptive names. Jehovah Jireh was the first name. It means God provided for himself a sacrifice. The next compound redemptive name is Jehovah Rapha. Means I am the Lord that healeth thee. And on he goes as Jehovah, our banner, our peace, our shield, our righteousness. That's what he is to us. So we can't separate those names. If he is still Jehovah Jireh, he has to be Jehovah Rapha also. If he is our provided sacrifice, he has to be our healer also. So the names are inseparable. When we accept him as Savior, we must also accept him as healer, as our peace, as our shield, as our banner. All this redemptive name, God's present attitude is to his people now the same. Praise the Lord. Now I think myself that God has done just about... Am I still? All right. Now I think myself that God has done just about all that there is to be done. Now first, he put the Old Testament for tithes. He sent the law. Then he sent the prophet to back up the law. The law was for those, for the whole nation. The prophet was to show the supernatural. The Lord was the letter of the law. But the prophet was a supernatural sign. What he did for Israel, he does for the church. Praise the Lord. Let's look at another one. 56:12-09a, Jehovah Jireh. That is paragraph 46-15a. 56:12-09a. Okay, he says, using the word of Jehovah Jireh tonight, as a way for a test, and Jehovah Jireh is one of God's seven compound redemptive names. Now Jehovah appears in the Old Testament in seven compound redemptive names, and those names are Jehovah's attitude towards his people. Each one expresses what Jehovah is to his people. And all those names were completely brought together in one body, Christ Jesus. Now he appears in the name of Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. He appears in the name of Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee of thy diseases. And Jehovah the banner, and Jehovah the shield, and so forth. Whatever he is to his people, he appears in those seven compound redemptive names. Praise the Lord. Let's look at another one. 570106, Jehovah Jireh, paragraph 13. All right. I think that is our sermon. That is what I just read. Paragraph 13. Yeah, that was what I started with. Now, let's come to. Right. 60:12-04 in the morning, Revelation of Jesus Christ, paragraph 197 to 201. God has got many titles. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Rapha, Manasseh, oh my, is God's seven compound redemptive names. Is God many titles, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Morning Star, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all that, but is God one human name? God only had one name, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was born, Christ the Lord, 8 days later, the Holy Spirit called his name Jesus. His mother had him circumcised and called him Jesus. He was born the Christ. Like I was born Abraham. I was Abraham when I was born. And when the name, and given the name of William. Amen. And he was born Christ, the Savior. And when he was 8 days old, he was given the name of Jesus. And he was the Lord of glory made manifest. So he is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory made manifest among us. Oh, there he is. On earth he was the prophet. In glory he is the priest. Coming, he was in glory. He is the priest. Coming, he is the king. Oh, I like that. Prophet, faithful witness of the word. Priest, with his own blood before God. King, king of saints. Not king of the world. Now, he is king of saints. We have earthly kings over them, people. But we have a king too, and a kingdom. That's the reason we act different. Praise the Lord. All right. 57:08-10. Jehovah Jireh, paragraph 7-10. Now, in 14 verse, Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord it shall be said. Are we to speak tonight on the subject of Jehovah Jireh? Now, Jehovah Jireh is one of the seven compound redemptive names of God, and he is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. He is Jehovah Manasseh, Jehovah, our buckler, our shield, our peace. Seven compound redemptive names. And those compound redemptive names are inseparable. They are part of God. God is represented in those seven compound names. The whole plan of redemption lays in those names. Now, the night that this picture was taken, when I was in Austin, Texas, at the Coliseum, the Big Sam Austin Coliseum, I think it seats around 30,000 people. When they seat the stampede floor, and we've been in the music hall where they were having about 8,000 in the meeting. And a minister put a piece in the paper and said that I was a religious devil. Okay? And should be run out of the city. And he wished he had the privilege of doing it. And then Mr. Bosworth brought the paper to me. And a reporter was waiting downstairs for my answer. And he challenged me to a debate. Well, I tell you, friends, I don't believe the Bible is to be debated. I believe the Bible is the book that we should live instead of fusing about. And I never was in for debating. But the next day, he wrote another large piece in the paper. And he wrote one, Brabra did not answer. Second day, he wrote another one. That was Dr. Best, we know. It's what we know. Just be at least. Try to remind ourselves of me. And I never was here for debating. But the next day, he wrote another large piece in the paper. On the front page, it said, it proved what kind of a people they are. They are afraid to approach their heresy in the light of the Bible. So Brother Bosworth came back up and brought it to me again and said, what about this? Well, I said, Mr. Bosworth, we haven't got time. I said, there is at least 8 or 10,000 people to be prayed for. And why would we use that night for we just got a few more nights to be here? Why would we take that night just to fuse with one unbeliever? And he would have the same attitude no matter what was said when he left as he did when he came here. I have never seen a fuse yet ever bring any good. So I said, why don't you just leave him alone? He said, but Brother Branham, we are duty bound as religious gentlemen to answer his question. And I said, well, he said, he has challenged us to a debate. And I said, well, Brother Bosworth, I wouldn't do it. I said, it will just cause a fuse. And I never will forget the look on that godly man's face. He said, then, Brother Branham, let me do it. I thought of Caleb. When he said, Joshua put this sword in my hand when I was 40 years old. And today I'm 80 and I'm just as good a man today as I was then. And he proved that he was. Well, this young Baptist minister was only about 38 years old, just fresh out of the seminary, and was a smart man, very smart. And I said, but above what, it will only cost a fuse. He said, if I promise you, Brother Branham, that I won't fuse, will you let me do it? He said, all right, if no fusing. Well, the reporter was waiting downstairs at the Rice Hotel. And the next day, great big headline in the Austin Herald, I believe it is, or the Austin Chronicle. And it said, Ecclesiastica here, we fly. You know how the paper can play it off. And so that makes me know now that we are living on a flowery bed of ease, for there were people who would disagree with me on other subjects as far as the east is from the west. But that day, special planes, special train, big engines, roared, cars swept across the prairies, and the people from miles and miles around come to the rescue right quickly. They believe in divine healing and they come. So I said, I will not even, okay, bear with me. Let me continue this record in another sermon, because I think I love that one. That is the pillar of fire. 530509. 530509. That will be, we start at paragraph 32B. Don't worry, we'll close at the right time. No? We are just refreshing our mind. It's not something that we don't know. We already know the account. We are just making a background this evening for the sermon Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is not new here. It's been preached many times. So it's just us to re-echo it again. Look, trusting that God will use it to help us to believe Him the more. Now, yeah, Jehovah Jireh, I mean, the pillar of fire 530509, yes. Dr. Boss, thank you. Dr. Boss, what got to the platform the day of the debate? Dr. Boss, what got to the platform? They made him get up first. He said, Mr. Best, I have 600 Bible quotations sitting here, wrote out on this piece of paper that proves that Christ's present attitude toward the sick is just the same as it was in the beginning. When he was here on earth, said, if you can take any one of the 600 and disprove it by the word of God, I will walk off the platform. 600. And said, if you can give me one scripture in the whole Bible that says that his attitude toward the sick isn't just the same today, then I will walk off the platform. That's pretty gallant. So he handed it over. Mr. Best said, I will take care of that when I get up there. And he said, well, he said, just show me one scripture. And as he wouldn't do it, he said, well then, Brother Best, I'm going to ask you one question. And here is what he asked him. He said, was the redemptive names of Jehovah applied to Jesus? Yes or no? Answer that yes or no, and I will walk off the platform. Mr. Best wouldn't answer him because he couldn't. Was the redemptive name of Jehovah applied to Jesus? Yes or no? If he wasn't Jehovah Jireh, then he is not Jehovah's provided sacrifice, and he wasn't the Son of God. And if he was Jehovah Jireh, he is also Jehovah Rapha, the healer, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That settled it. That settled it forever. He just slumbered at the mouth and got up and walked up and down the platform 4 or 5 times and slapped a preacher in the mouth. Started a little fuse. So when he did, he said, bring forth that divine healer. Said, let me see him, he somebody. And Mr. Bosworth said, shame on you, Mr. Best. Said, if Brother Abraham preached divine healing, make him a divine healer. If you preach salvation, make you a divine savior. Said, you wouldn't want to be called a divine savior. Said, and you are not. Said, but he's never a divine healer because he preaches divine healing. Said, Christ is the healer and Christ is the savior. We only point it by the word. And that is what you and I are here tonight, to find out whether he is in the word or not. Say then, I want you to show me that he's not in the word. He just thought we was a bunch of holy rulers or fanatics. But he find out we are not lost in the fog. We know where we are going. So then, he walked up and down the platform. And Raymond Ricky said, ask the moderator, can I have a word? He said, I happen to see about a dozen Baptist ministers sitting here. He said, and I know the president of the conference not confessed, or the convention is setting here, called him by name. He said, is this the attitude of the Southern Baptist Convention towards divine healing? So they wouldn't answer them. They wouldn't answer them. So he said, did Dr. Best come here on his own, or did the Southern Baptist Convention send him here, and the moderator told him to sit down? He said, sir, you gave me the floor, and I'm asking a question that hasn't been answered. So he held his ground, and he said, well, they said, we didn't send him here. Mr. Best come on his own. He knows better. 30,000 people sitting there, see? So he said, no, they didn't. Mr. Best said he come on his own. All right, that was okay then. And he said, I just wanted to know. So he sat down. And then Mr. Best jumped up and said, let me see that divine healer. Mr. Bosworth said, why? He isn't a divine healer. His book are translated about 17 different languages. Never as he said he was a divine healer. He just prayed for the sick. Christ is the healer. He said, well, you get signs of miracles every night. And Brother Bosworth said, sure, because a miracle is something that cannot be figured out by human mind. And said, in the supernatural realm, he has got a gift that knows and foretells and tell us things even weeks and months and so forth ahead. And he said, it never failed to be just that way. Said, that is a miracle. Well, he couldn't say nothing about that. Said, according to Mr. Westman, if you want to discuss about it, fuse with him. So then he said, bring him forth and let me see him perform a miracle, and let me see it last a year. So you just woke up on in your mind. Said, nothing but a bunch of holy roller like that are around here. Said, only things that believe in divine healing are the people that divine healing are holy rollers. Said, true Baptists don't believe it. He said, I beg your pardon, but Abraham happened to have a membership card in his pocket right now. He belongs to the Missionary Baptist Church. A Baptist church is serving. Whatever your congregation will stand for, your congregation will stand for your preaching, that's all right with the convention. So he said, well, he said, that's just a bunch of backsliders and so forth. He's the only one that believed that. Said, a bunch of holy rollers. Said, true Baptists don't believe it. Mr. Bosworth said, just a minute. He said, how many in this audience that is got membership in these Baptist churches and good fellowship with the churches, good standing, that's been here these last 10 days since Brother Abraham's been here, could stand and testify and show by your doctor and everything that you are well, willing to go before a doctor to show that you are healed? How many in here has been healed in Brother Brown's meeting? That's the members of these churches, of this man that is sitting here, stand on your feet. And 300 stood up. Said, what about that? He said, anybody can testify of anything. That is best. So said, anybody can testify of anything. That still don't make it. He started off the platform, said, bring that divine healer, bring that divine healer here, and let me see him. Just keep saying that. He had just told that day, he said, I'm going to take that old man, and I'm going to skin him, and take his skin, and rub salt in it, and pull it on my study door for a commemoration of divine healing. Could you imagine a brother saying that about another one? Go to show where it comes from. See, a man saying that about killing that brother. Well, that's all right. Notice, it's just out of a cemetery or seminary. That's right, seminary. All right. Anyhow, he knows all the angles, knows nothing about God. And then, when he did that, he hired a Douglas studio in Austin, Texas, which is a member of the American Bible or the American Photographer Association, to come over and take his glossary of him while he skinned the old man, so he could put it in. He could put it in the so the man that was going to take the picture was a critic too. So he got out there and posed like this with his fingers sticking in Brother Bosworth's face. And now, get my picture like this. Brother Bosworth just stood there. He stood his finger, he stuck his finger in his face. Then he posed again like this, you know, and put his finger in his face like that. How he was skinning him? Well, the photographer took his picture and all. When God done and everything like that, there stood the look, life and time, and the magazine and the reporter all around there. So just then, when the meeting was facing to him, he said, now look. He said, I know this. He said that Brother Abraham is in the building. He said, if he wants to come and dismiss the audience, all right. But I won't expose him if he doesn't. And my brother said, now, you thirsty. I said, I'm thirsty still. Anytime. So I just sitting there. And he said, now, if he doesn't want to, said, I know he's in the building. But if he wants to, and I was sitting there and thought, well, I'm sitting still. And the police looked over to me, sitting. I just sat there and I heard something go. But Abraham make a blowing sound. I know I couldn't sit still. Something just happened. Stand up, it said again. Stand up. I stood up. Owo said, sit down. My wife said, don't owo. Look, it changes my expression. Said don't. And the people looked up that way. Being screaming and crying, about 300 or 400 ushers throw their hands together to make a line for the poor people that was trying to touch my clothes, coming down along the banister, down through that this way, walk up to the platform. I said, I'm sorry that this thing has to happen. And don't no one feel hard at Mr. Best. I said, truly, he's got a right to his idea, the same as I have mine. That's why the boys are fighting in Korea. I said, for the American freedom of speech, I said, I don't believe he's sincere as he said he was. Because he told these people he felt sorry for them. And their seats, some of their kinds and this, the doctor has done all they can for this, the doctor has done all they can do for these people. They are going to die in a few days. And there they are, some of them sitting here last week, is back there where today. And now he's trying to rob them from the only hope that they have of ever being well. And then say he's sincere. I just can't believe that. But I said, however, I only testify of the truth, and I'm not a healer. And I said, I tell the truth, and I tell the truth, God will testify of the truth. And if I tell the truth, God will testify of the truth. He never will testify of a lie. I said, God will always stand by the truth. I tell the truth, then God will. And about that time, something went. Brother make a blowing sound. Here comes the angel of the Lord. coming down through the building, moving down. Silence went over the audience. It means that all of them had something. They felt something. And everybody kept quiet. Silence went over the building. The photographer wasn't supposed to take any picture, but a regular 2 to 4, he ran out and shot the picture. I said, "The Lord has spoken. I will have no more to say. Walk out of the building. Police, take me in." I got in the car and went up. So let me just cut it there. That was when this picture was taken. All of us know that. Praise the Lord. Oh man, I wish I could just read what, but I want to, I wish I could just give the testimony that Abraham gave after this, after he related this incident. Judge J. Lacey, what he said and everything about the picture. But let's leave that, let's come to this testimony while we close. But Abraham, he said, let me start what he said. Just one little incident happened right here in your neighborhood. I'm going to tell this before I close. Look, one day I was coming from Dallas, Texas, and come pretty near of coming through Jonesboro, and a big storm forced the plane down, and I landed in over here at the Memphis, Tennessee, and I was on the road home. So they put me up down there in a big hotel. We know the story. It's the big Auntie Jemima like that had a son. You see, the woman, like I was saying at Bakatari, the woman was a black woman in the United States. Baba said, all her living was done by washing. She was a poor woman, not recognized, ignorant woman. Black woman in America. Nobody would have thought anything of her. She had a boy just like the Shudophonician woman. Is it? Shunammite woman. That Elisha, she got her child through Elisha. By God through Elisha. So this boy, as she grew up, Baba said the boy was around 18 years or thereabouts. He took a disease and was dying. And this woman was praying, "Oh God, I am like that Shunammite woman. Where is your Elijah?" A black woman in America. Ignorant, unnoticed woman. Anybody would not have noticed her to be anything. Was praying for the God's Elijah. And God so had a prayer until the storm forced the plane of Abraham down because of a prayer. Will you think God will hear the prayer of such a person like that? Will you think that God will hear anybody's prayer that is sincere and is praying to God truly? Ma, our God answers prayer. Ignorant, insignificant woman in America that nobody will think about. She prayed and her prayer forced the plane of the prophet down. She asked God a right question. She said, "Where is your Elijah?" And his Elijah was on earth. His Elijah was present. So God had a prayer and brought Brother Abraham to her door. It's in the message, we all know. God brought Brother Abraham to adore for the healing of the boy, of our boy. It is the same God we are serving. Praise the Lord. It is the same, like you had in the morning. You see, like I said, if that is all that God did for us today, God has done great things for us. You see, God will answer a sincere prayer. It is because we are not, let me just say, it's because we are not praying as we ought to pray. That is why we are not seeing the hand of God the way we need to see the hand of God. There's no doubt about that. The prayer of this woman forced the plane of God Abraham down. Of course, we know God has, he has his own time, but if we pray according to his will, he will answer, bring our prayer to manifestation. There's no doubt about that. So this woman, her prayer brought the plane down. But Abraham said, when Abraham, we know the story, when Abraham was to post a letter, that was when the Holy Spirit said, stop, continue going. Until Abraham walked in front of our house, and he said, passing, welcome. And she invited Abraham inside. Abraham said, I've been in king's houses. I've been in beautiful houses. But I've never felt at home like in the home of that woman. Praise the Lord. I can read it to you here. Many times we think that many of our young ones want their home to be gigantic, want to be this and that, want their house to be beautiful, decorated and things. But Abraham said, this woman does not even have rug in the house. Let me read this. If I pass time by 5 minutes, I think you pardon me. Because I want to bring out something. The same sermon, the pillar of fire. She said, Pastor, will you come into my house and look there? And look, there was an old piece of iron hanging on the... Okay. Oh, sorry, this is paragraph 54, the pillar of fire. She said, part of, I should come down, paragraph 54. She said, but passing, will you come into my house? And look, there was an old piece of iron hanging on the gate that pulled it back. I walked into that little old whitewashed fence, into a door with no rock on the floor. A little sign upon the door said, God bless our home. I watched India. I've walked into king palaces, three of them. I've been in the richest homes there is in America. But I never was more welcome in any place than I was in that colored hut that morning. You never felt any more you never felt any more at home. So, a poor home, and the prophet of the Lord, he felt more at home than the king's palaces, than the richest homes. So it is not your home, it's not how big or how beautiful your home is. It's Christ's beauty in the life of the people that makes the home. Praise the Lord. And Abraham said, when he got there, this woman, he asked the woman to pray. Said, Abraham, the woman prayed. Mercy. I walked in there, and there was a great big, burly-looking colored boy, laying there about 18 years old, with the blanket in his hands. Said, he's so dark, he's so dark, so dark. I thought, what's the matter, so dark? She said, he's been saying that for several days. Said, he's in an unconsciousness, He says he's been talking about being out on the sea. And he's so dark, he don't know where he's going. So, passing, I don't want to see my baby die like that. So she reached over and kissed him on the head, patted his cheeks, said, Mommy's baby. There you are. A mother's love, no matter what he has done, still that mother's love reach on out for her child. And if a mother's love will do that, what will the love of God do? She patted him again. She patted him. I said, Auntie, could we have prayer? And that old saint of God knelt down there. And we make and knelt down there. who will have made her a living over the washboard. She prayed a prayer, brother, that will see you through and through. Do you know what that means? That will see you through and through. It will enter you. She said, Lord, don't let my baby die. He said, I don't understand it. Nothing about your passing here. Said, I prayed. You told me of him to come. Maybe he prays and then you will save my boy. Said, I don't want him to die like that. Die like this, dear Lord. I thank you. I know you are here. And when she got through praying, I was standing there crying, listening at her. So I walked over and I put my hand on his feet, just as cold as it could be. Death was on the board. If I ever seen death, and I stood back a little bit, said, let's pray again, auntie. And I got down and I said, dear Lord, I don't know why you sent me down here, but you who granted the plague last night and sent me down, went to the post office this morning, and you sent me back down here. I stood here, I don't know why, but Lord, I ask you to be merciful now. If you send me here to fulfill your mission. I laid my hands upon his neck like this and asked God, ask you, dear God, if you will spare his life, if you will grant it. I asked that, and when I did, he was going. Said, Mommy, oh my. She said, it's the first time he's called me. She raised up, began to wipe her ears. Said, Mommy, it's getting light in the room. It's getting light in the room. 5 minutes from then, the boy was sitting on the side of the bed. Praise the Lord. Rabbi said, 2 or 3 months later, it was the boy that was calling Brother Abraham. Did you remember? I was the boy you prayed for. He said, I was not only healed, I am saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So there is nothing, the God that we are served is God provided sacrifice. At the same time, he is the Lord that healed all our diseases. Is our banner, is our shield, is our buckler, is our righteousness, is all that the Bible says he is. In the same God we are still serving. What he was in the Old Testament, his attitude then was all fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ's attitude has been the same ever since, and is still the same now. Remember, Jesus is not dead. His attitude is the same in principle, in power, and just as it was. May God help us. It is in our hands. It is certainly in our hands. God still hears and answers prayers. Like you heard the servant said in the morning, we should at this time pray day and night for whatever we are asking and needing of God to do for us. God is still there to attend to our needs. He's still there to heal us. He's still there to provide for everything that we need that we ask him of. This same God is still alive. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. I don't know. I hope you will not misunderstand what has been said. Most of these things, I didn't even pass much comment. I read William Branham to all of us. If you care to pray, he is there to answer us. If you care to call upon his name that they did call upon him of old, is the same God that the people of old serve that we are still serving today. And his attitude is still the same. It has never changed. Let's commit ourselves to Him. Whatever the situation be is, don't be discouraged. Let our confidence in our God be more sure than ever before. Let us have confidence in this God, that whatever the situation is, this same God is still the same Jehovah Jireh, is still the same Jehovah Rapha, is still the same Jehovah Nissi, is still the same Jehovah Tzedekenu, is still the same Jehovah Shammah, is still the same Jehovah Shalom, is still the same God. He changeth not. While I ask the servant to pray and commit us to God in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your word that has come forth. Lord, your word said that faith coming by hearing, hearing the word of God. It was an atmosphere of criticism where you decide to come down and do the unusual thing, and you left an imprint that will last to the end of this world. You caused it to come to pass to be the first time that the pillar of fire will be photographed by the mechanical camera. Lord, we thank you very much. Lord, while we know that there are still the children of Dr. Best that are still alive, people that have the same heart that he has, we also know, Lord, that you also have your own children that are genuine believers, that believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And believe, O God, in all the scripture that made the promises concerning all our needs, all the redemption, redemptive blessings that you have paid for the cross of Calvary. We believe the seven compound related names. Lord, we have seen you proving yourself in each of these situations, Lord, since we have been in this journey. It's not really a story unto us, it is a reality. So if the devil is trying to deceive any, he is already late. We thank you very much. Lord Jesus, once again, since we have had this, O God, this evening, Lord, after the little we had in the morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit will pack these things directly to the heart of everybody. This is not meant for fun or for entertainment. It is for a divine arrangement of the Almighty God, Lord, that this will be like this. I pray, dear Father, that Lord will meditate on it correctly and rightly, and it will stir faith in our hearts. Lord, it will dispel every works of darkness. It will dispel every unbelief. It will dispel every doubt. It will establish your faith in our hearts and give unto each one of us grace and testimony that will glorify your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Savior Divine, this week that we just started, that you have started with us with your blessing, May your blessing accompany us throughout the week. Guide our footsteps. Hold our hands. Teach us how to be closer unto you, O God. Help us, Lord, not to use our time, Lord, playing, O God, and whatsoever, but to use our time wisely. As the scripture admonishes us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. As we meditate, as we commune with you, may you pray forth unto each one of us in faith, in revelation, in grace, in victory, in healing, in blessings, in mercies, in favor. May we have new experiences. Lord, may we get, O God, Lord, greater height that we climb with you as we expect and near your coming. Grant it, Heavenly Father, the blessings of today, may none of us pass any of us by. Lord, may we continue to feed on it. Lord, may we continue to experience, O God, a transformation power as we feed on these things. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, thinking of this identity alone is not to stir faith in our heart. When we are needy, to know that you are Jehovah Jireh. When we are sick, to know that you are Jehovah Rapha. When we, O God, are in any situation, to know that you are ever present, Jehovah Shammah. Lord Jesus, in whichever way, may the grace of God bring down your presence unto us. Lord, to let us know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Bless your servant who have used this afternoon of evening for the virtue that has left him. May you replenish him, dear Father. Next time we will go further in the message, may we be taken to higher heights. Thank you, eternal Father. As we go back to our homes, take us back home safely. Lord, whichever way we will go home, may your presence guide and lead us, O Father. The entire week in itself, may it be filled with your blessings, with your protection, with your provision, with grace and mercy and everything we have in door. May we have great testimonies throughout the week. Be with student workers and business people. Be with travelers also. Bless our going out and coming in. When we will be here on Wednesday, if you have not come for us, Lord, may we enjoy your presence again. Thank you, gracious Father. So we ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to the close of today's services. We dismiss straight away because we have hit our closing time. So we just sing an hymn and dismiss. Hymn number 57. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Yes, He is something out the beam.